my side. And the work that you are doing, it makes me satisfied. Now I see you walking with the Lord, and I saw you going up this mountain with Him. It's called the mountain of the Lord. And I heard you saying some things. And you said, but Lord, I'm not as strong as I used to be. And but Lord, the energy that I one time. And the Lord says, that's right. But I've never lost my energy nor my strength. And I said that when you're weak, I shall give you my strength. Hallelujah. And in this you will be made strong. For your work is not over. It is not finished. We are going to write a brand new chapter, say if the Lord, just you and me. And He said, you're going to sing my song in a new way. And the glory of my spirit, that river of the living God's going to flow into you and through you, out of your belly, in a new and dynamic way. Hallelujah. And the Lord saith unto thee, my son, my daughter, have I not written a chapter for you that you have not walked it out, saith the Lord? But you are about to begin a new walk, saith the Lord. And surely He saith unto thee, my daughter, my son, there are places amongst the nations that I have already ordained that you would stand in those places, saith the Lord. And would you not just lift up your voice and sing my song? Would you not lift up your hands and pronounce my blessings just across the land, saith the Lord? And would you not just say, yea, the Lord would saith unto thee, I'm coming unto you, and pour my spirit upon you. And the Lord saith unto thee, I shall hear you, and I shall move like a mighty power of living life and waters through the places, saith the Lord. For you are a key to many people's lives, and a key to revival. And the Lord saith unto thee, my daughter, I am the gardener of gardener, and I have placed all kinds of fruitfulness within thee, and I'm going to send you to give it away. And others are going to receive it and cap it, saith the Lord. For they too shall be raised up, and you shall see the glory of thy God pouring into your life in a new and profound way. For surely the Lord says, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not come. Today is your day. And I have anointed you. And like Esther, you have come before the king, and the king has stretched forth his scepter. Arise, my daughter. Arise, my son. Go forth. Pick up the sickle and take it. For my word is that sickle, saith the Lord. And you will bring life and hope and strength to many people, saith the Lord. By God. Now, I don't know where you've been to Israel or not, but if you have, He wants you to go again. If you haven't, He wants you to go. And I see also you amongst Filipinos. And I hear you just telling them the story of Jesus. And God says, I'm engrafting her upon your heart. And you shall stand to proclaim my name in a glorious way that thou hast never understood, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Wonderful.